WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Silent movies were never totally silent. There was music and often sound effects. Music critic Lloyd Schwartz says that a new DVD set called More Treasures from American Film Archives is a collection of 50 films made between 1894 and 1931 that is also a fascinating history of film music.
Well before movies talked, filmmakers developed ways to relate visual images and sound. In films that told stories, there were of course the intertitles, those flashcards that tell us what characters are saying. But there was also music to underline and undermine what we're supposed to feel. On a new DVD set released by the National Film Preservation Foundation, MIT music historian and pianist Martin Marks chooses and plays music that we know is used for these particular films, or takes a well-informed guess at what that music might have been. Romantic composers like Wagner and Tchaikovsky, and popular songs of the time, were always in evidence. In the original Wizard of Oz, made in 1910, Marks uses songs from the roadshow the movie was based on. In this charming film, Dorothy was played by the 9-year-old B.B. Daniels, who later made movie history in Busby Berkeley's 42nd Street as the leading lady whose injury allows her replacement, Ruby Keeler, to go out there an unknown and come back a star. The 50 films in this set, not all of them silent, include some amazing material. A delicious interview with George Bernard Shaw. 4 minutes of one of the great 19th century actors, Joseph Jefferson, in his most famous role, Rip Van Winkle, filmed in 1896. We can watch Thomas Edison in his lab in 1897. There's even 20 seconds filmed 100 years ago of the legendary sharpshooter of Buffalo Bill's Wild West show, Annie Oakley, who actually misses a shot. The music is a mid-19th century courting song called Shoot the Buffalo. One of the most fascinating films in the set is Skyscraper Symphony, a dizzying series of images of New York buildings directed by Robert Florey in 1929. We don't know what the original accompaniment was, so Marx commissioned composer Peter Child to write a new 9-minute score. It's haunting and sly and beautifully played by the Lydian String Quartet. If for no other reason, the producers of More Treasures from American Film Archives should be applauded for including one of the greatest silent movies ever made, Ernst Lubitsch's 1925 version of Oscar Wilde's witty society melodrama, Lady Windermere's Fan. You wouldn't think that such a word-conscious playwright as Wilde could survive in a version that completely leaves out what he actually wrote. Yet Lubitsch's camera and the subtle and witty score assembled and in part composed by Martin Marx capture Wilde's social nuances and true depth of feeling. Lubitsch's Lady Windermere's Fan is closer to the spirit of Oscar Wilde's play than most stage productions are. It's thrilling to have it, and the 49 other not-so-silent films in this set, available on home video for the first time.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed More Treasures from American Film Archives, released by the National Film Preservation Foundation.